ಓಂ ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಚ್ಚುನ್ನಿಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಘಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮೀಶ್ವರಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಾಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂ ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸೇಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ತಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಂ ಚ. ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೀ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ. ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರೂಪ ಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನಿಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗುರುಭಕ್ತಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಭಕ್ತಗಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಪಾಲೀಲಾಮೃತ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಘೋಷ್. ಗೋವಿಂದ ಘೋಷ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ದೇ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್, ಗೋವಿಂದ ಘೋಷ್, ಮಾಧವ್ ಘೋಷ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ್ ಘೋಷ್. ಆಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಸಿಂಗರ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಭಾದ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆದಿ ಲೀಲಾ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು, ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ. ಸೋ ಮೆಲೋಡಿಯಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್. ಗೋವಿಂದ ಘೋಷ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಎ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಇನ್ ಅಗ್ರದ್ವೀಪ್, ವೇರ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ರಿಸೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ನಾಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ್ ಘೋಷ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ರೋಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೈ ಗೌರ ಸೈ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಸೈ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೈ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್. ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಆಫ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಇನ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಘೋಷ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗೋಪಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಕಲಾವತಿ. ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ಆಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿಯಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ದೇನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ ಬೈ ವಿಶಾಖಾಜಿ, ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಪೋಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ತ್ರೀ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಲೋಡಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೇಮ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila also, after Gundija Marjan, in the 13th chapter where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances in front of the Ratha of Jagannath in ecstasy, it is mentioned, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he divided all the devotees who have come from Orissa and Bengal into 7 groups to perform wonderful kirtan in front of the chariots. There are 3 chariots, Lord Jagannath, Lord Baldev and Subhadra Maharani. In front of each chariot there used to be one party comprising of dancer one and singers and kartal, 2 mrudanga. Total of 14 people in each group there used to be. And like that one. And one in the left flank and other one in the right flank. 3 plus 2, 5. 2 parties in the behind, the chariot they should play. In one of the parties, these 3 brothers were singing and the most expert in the dancing, Vakreshwar Pandit was the person in charge for dancing in that group during Ratha Yatra. There Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed the opulence during that process of chanting in front of that. Everybody was surprised. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seen in each and every party dancing in front of them. Very few people could see Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and by mercy of Lord, King Pratap Rudra also could see these pastimes of the Lord. King Pratap Rudra, when he saw, he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere, in all the 7 parties dancing, looked at Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya could understand. So then he smiled it. So he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the mercy to kings, that's why he is able to see. Means, unless Lord given the mercy, unless Lord desires, nobody can see the pastimes of the Lord. Though there are so many hundreds of thousands of people in that Ratha Yatra festival, very few, very close associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see this Leela, pastimes of the Lord, Prakash Leela. So these 3 brothers also saw the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very dear to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gone, there are so many branches, so many disciples, everybody had started their own branch to propagate the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda Ghosh formed the 82nd branch of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, such a great soul today, disappearance for the Vaishnava's appearance and disappearance, not much difference. Both are glorifiable. So, Govinda Ghosh Mahaprabhu Jaya. So, from Prapa Leelamrit today discussion is when Srila Prabhupada returned from San Francisco, when he went to Asbury first time after performing program, after some days he returns to New York. While in New York, nobody could expect that Srila Prabhupada's health will be going down. But already the disciples, especially Kirtanand, Achyutanand, they were recognized, sensing that Prabhupada's body is giving some signals of bad health. All of a sudden, because of his very severe heart problem, Srila Prabhupada has to be admitted in a hospital. Srila Prabhupada doesn't want to get into hospital, but there is no other alternative. When the doctors used to come and touch body, different parts, Prabhupada didn't like it. Because they, without telling him, without taking permission, they come and touch the different part of the body, put in stethoscope and checking. Doctor, their procedure, they want to check, but Srila Prabhupada doesn't like it. But he used to convey his displeasure to his disciples. But doctors won't listen. They have to do their own. Doctor's treatment is like impersonal treatment then. They are not concerned with what is patient feeling or no. They come and do their duty and check and go out. They don't even tell what is happening. So Srila Prabhupada didn't like it. So in the meantime, while in hospital, one yogi, Swami Satchidananda Swami, he came to visit Srila Prabhupada. When he came, Jai Sri Radha Rasi Hai, Gaur Nikaya Srila Sitaram, Lakshman Ki Jai. He came to hospital to visit Srila Prabhupada. Yadurani was sitting. They know in the hospital you don't find many chairs like at home for any sitting. So, Yadurani Mataji was sitting there. Prabhupada told her, please stand up, give this chair to Swami. And after Satchidananda Swami got seated, then Srila Prabhupada and Swami both spoke in Hindi for some time, which disciples, they couldn't understand what is there. Because at that time, nobody know what is Hindi. It is very preliminary days of the ISKCON. So, at one point, however, Srila Prabhupada held up his hand and looked at it with indifference and then with disgust. Although his words were Hindi, the gesture and sardonic expression conveyed his meaning. The body was material and therefore could not expect it to be well. So, naturally, Satyananda Swami was not a Krishna conscious person, he is a yogi. His philosophy, way of thinking and talking will be different as compared to the Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada. So, with that conversation, Srila Prabhupada was not happy. That's why he was showing with the gestures. Prabhupada asked Achyutananda to read aloud from a particular purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. The purport, if there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, and enough jewels, then why the people need for economic development in the shape of machine and tools? Can the machine and tools supply vigor and vitality to the man and animals? Can the machinery produce grains, fruits and milk, or jewelry or silk? Is not jewelry and silk varieties of foodstuff prepared with ghee and grains or milk and fruits sufficient for man's pure, luxurious and healthy life? Then why there is artificial luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, flesh and hotels? Has this civilization produced any good result more than the dog's mentality of quarreling with one another individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality, fraternity, by sending thousands of men in the hellish factory and the war fields of at the whims of a particular man? In the purport, Srila Prabhupada tried to explain what is the use of this modernization of the present civilization. If you go back about 35, 40 years before this 1991 revolution, you can say in India especially, Free World Pact. In the gone days up to 80s even, in the villages, most of you I am sure from the farming community, in the village, what are the crops they used to do? They used to have the crops for what are they need for their day-to-day life. The Maharashtra, okay, we need, what we needed? Jawar, bajra, rice, is it? So what we needed, like if you go to Punjab, they need wheat. So they used to grow wheat. If you go to Bengal, they don't need the wheat. They need only rice. So it means the farmer used to cultivate and grow the grains, what they need for their day-to-day survival. They never had the mentality of the how much of money I can get. There's no commercialization, they don't know. If just to think, go back to about 30 years before. The time, there were no mentality, no farmer ever had the mentality that I should get more and more money. Yes, whatever the grains come, after using what is surplus, we will sell in the market. In the village, I am from a small village, those who have come from village, there used to be a tendency that in the village, when anybody got the land of 5 acres and more, when you get the crops, you must give a bag of, if you got the paddy, rice you call it, you have to give one bag for the village watchman. One bag you have to keep for the barber. One bag you keep it separate for the washerman. So now you can see, in the one village, if there are 100 farmers, 100 bags of the rice you will get the watchman of the village, then they will divide it among them. 3 or 4, not the 10, 15, no. 3, 4 families of watchmen used to be there, and they divide them. Barber also, they get plenty of grains. So in that way, in the social Vedic system, what we call Varnashram Dharma, people took it a negative way because of the westernization and so many things. They want to put the western things in the eastern system, so ever the whole society spoil it. So in that days, what I'm trying to say, in that old days, the agriculture, what Srila Prabhupada is stressing on the agricultural products only, the people who are more happy than what we are. We got plenty of money, but minus happiness. In the gone days, people were in the following the Varnashram Dharma, the God consciousness, and they used to produce the grains what is needed for the family survival. They didn't have the much money, but they're full of happiness. In the village, there was no university among anyone. That was happiness. So here also Srila Prabhupada tried to stress that when we have got enough grain and milk, cotton and silk, means we don't need the factories. People may say, how about the clothes? Yes. In every village, there used to be people who used to weave the clothes also. Even till now, if you go to Bengal, you see how wonderful Bengal and Orissa have seen. But no, they have got the wonderful art in their hands to weave the saris. So by doing so, we are creating employment also. We are getting the nice clothes. We don't have to depend on the machines. So Srila Prabhupada stresses in many of the purports in Bhagavatam and that the machinization is just became making the people slaves. That's all. So entire problem village are anywhere because of this slave mentality, and people now they don't want to produce the grains what is needed for the family, but how I can get more money. Then I buy the grains. I produce a commercial crop, I sell it, I get the money, when I go to bazaar to buy the grains. Where do you get the grains? Everybody is going for the commercialization. So shortage of grains. Even if you get at enormous price. So Srila Prabhupada in the all the purpose stresses on this simple living, having the, that's why in the ISKCON community also Prabhupada said that one must have their own small piece of land and goshala, produce the grains and use it. When Srila Prabhupada offered to play the record he and his disciple had made, Swami Satchana politely agreed. But when Srila Prabhupada offered to play other side of the record, Satchidananda Swami, he said he didn't like it because he is in the western side and absorbed in the western way of life, missionization. Many people argue, yes, missionization is required. So he didn't like it. Okay, now I have to leave the place. He took excuse from Srila Prabhupada and left. He offered Prabhupada some fruits, and Prabhupada, after accepting them, told his disciples, distribute these fruits and give him some fruits in exchange. Give him prasadam also. As Swami Satchidananda rose to leave, Srila Prabhupada suddenly got out of bed and stood shakily. Swami Satchidananda said, no, please don't take trouble. It is a mark of respect. It is an inherent quality in the Bhartiya that when elderly people, Swami comes, automatically, whether you like it or not, you get up and give respect. So Srila Prabhupada, though he is on the bedridden, not supposed to stand up or come out of the bed, still, he stood up from his bed and he was shaking, unable to stand. But Satyananda said, don't take risks. To give respect. And then he was gone, escorted by Achyutananda. Srila Prabhupada lay back in bed. Is he a Swami? Jadurani asked. Srila Prabhupada, why not? But after a few moments, he added, Swami means one who knows Krishna. There was no more talk about it, but Prabhupada was pleased by the unexpected visit. So, naturally, when somebody in hospital or not well, if somebody visits, whether friend or known or not known, you feel happy. It shows that there is some love in his, somewhere in the corner of his heart. The constant coming and going of Srila Prabhupada's young followers wearing tilaka on their forehead and carrying water lemons, special food, flowers and paintings of Krishna created a special interest among the hospital staff. Sometimes workers would ask questions and sometimes the devotees would talk with them about the Hare Krishna movement. Once a nurse came by Prabhupada's room and asked, in the caste system in India, what is the name of the highest caste? What are they called? Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada firmly replied. He asked your disciple to give the nurse some prasadam. So this caste system, basically not many people know, but the propaganda made the BBC, basically it creates a very negative image. Caste system used to be there. It is still there. But there's a meaning also. Srila Prabhupada explains, the caste is not by the birth. As Bhagavad Gita also says, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha. If Krishna wanted to say it is by birth, you could have said, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam jata karma vibhagashaha. But no, guna karma vibhagashaha. Because of the time goes on, everything gets perverted. Self-interested people make it. But the varnashram system as itself, caste system itself, is not bad. How we utilize that one, it depends upon us. Knife is good for protection, but if you utilize for in a wrong way, it's dangerous. There's no fault of the knife itself. It is how we utilize that one. Similarly, caste system is not bad. It's the division of labor in the society. Srila Prabhupada writes that whether you go to America, you go to anywhere, even to the, if you read the 5th canto of the Bhagavatam, 19th chapter, where the structure of the universe is mentioned. Even upper planetary system also, this division of society is there. Different names. Here we call Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. In the upper planetary system, they give different names. Because there has to be division of society based on the work. Srila Prabhupada gives the Brahman means intelligentsia community. Like doctors, scientists, teachers, lecturers, professors. These are all the intelligentsia community. Whether we go to America or Africa, India, Europe, you find them. They are Brahmins. Kshatriya administrators, district commissioners, police officers, defense officers, district officers, all these are the Kshatriya community. We may give different names, that doesn't matter. But any part of the world, they do exist and they are Kshatriyas. And Vaishyas means trading community, farming community, who are responsible for the core protection. And they are the Vaishyas. In other, everywhere you find it. America also you will find, Europe also find, Africa also find, India also find. And Shudra means all skilled and unskilled labor. We have to come and make this labor, the building. For this we need the labor, skilled and skilled. That's Shudra. We say that class 4 labor employees. Nicely in English we say class 4 employees. It's nothing but Shudra. Because of the wrong propaganda, the terminology was misused to say that it is a derogatory word. People don't understand. And we go for the modern education. That education system gives all the negative thoughts about the social existence. Because in the British time, they wanted to make how the Indians should go in the negative way. They wanted to destroy the entire social system. What the British did is more harmful than what the Mughals did it. So it is social system, the caste system itself is not bad, but how utilized it is bad. The system, four varnas exist, it is division of labor in the society. We may give different names. So Dadnarsa asks, what is the name of the highest society? So the Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is the highest name. On June 5th, Prabhupada received an affectionate letter signed by all his disciples in San Francisco. After reading how they have stayed up all the night chanting and praying for his recovery, he dictated a short letter. My dear boys and girls, I am so much obliged to you for your prayers to Krishna to save my life. Due to your sincere and ardent prayer, Krishna has saved my life. I was to die on Tuesday, certainly, but because you prayed sincerely, I am saved. Now I am improving gradually and coming to original condition. Now I can hope to meet you again and chant with you, Hare Krishna. I am so glad to receive the report of your progressive march and hope there will be no difficulty in your understanding Krishna consciousness. My blessings are always with you, and with confidence you go on with your chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, the devotees in San Francisco, only first time went, but the Sriman Mukunda and Mother Janaki were the leaders in San Francisco. And the newcomers, they all had so much affection for Srila Prabhupada. When they all heard that Prabhupada not well, like we all do kirtan in the temple, they also conducted the Hare Krishna kirtan, whole night praying Krishna to save the life of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was very much pleased this one. That is shows the love with the among disciples and guru. The following day, a tape arrived from Mukunda, recording of the San Francisco devotees singing Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram and other bhajans. Prabhupada dictated another letter saying that as soon as he got strength for traveling, he would come again to San Francisco. In the meantime, he wrote, I shall be very glad to know what arrangements you are going to do for the Rathayatra festival. Make it a grand procession and unique interaction in the United States. So, Rathayatra, San Francisco Rathayatra is the first Rathayatra in the West. It went so well, even the poor administration, and that those days, I don't know now, they used to give holiday on the day of the Rathayatra. Do they give holiday still in San Francisco? They were so pleased with, because the police and administration were not in a position to control those days people, hippies. But Prabhupada was so, because of his Hare Krishna, Kirtan and all these gentlemen hippies became happy, and they were easily controlled without any spending any money. They reformed wonderfully. That surprised the government administration also. Whenever they had any problem catching, they used to bring to the ISKCON ashram, and their devotees were very happy to receive them and keep them in their ashram. So that's why the police department, all the district of San Francisco council administration, we call municipality, they call council, they are also very pleased. That's why on the day of Rath Yatra, they used to declare a public festival, holiday. So Prabhuji says that still they are giving holiday. Some of Swami's disciples gathered in the storefront at 22nd Avenue one night. Sitting around on the faded rug, they discussed the meaning of Swamiji's illness. He had said that when the heart attack had come, it had been meant for his death. Therefore, he had called out loudly, Hare Krishna, thinking that the moment of death had come. Kirtananda remembered that Swamiji had once told him that when he was on the boat coming to America, the captain's wife had read his palm and said that if he survived his 71st year, he would live to be 100. And the boat also, Srila Prabhupada got more than once at heart attack. So captain's wife, she was able to read and said that if you can survive the heart attack which comes at the 71st year, says, then you will live for 100 years. Kirtananda remembered it. Masudan asked, how could a pure devotee be subject to a death blow? Kirtananda replied that it was impersonal to think that because Swamiji was a pure devotee, nothing could happen to him, and that they should not even worry about him. Of course, the apparent suffering or even the passing away of pure devotee was not the same as an ordinary man's. Swamiji had given the example of the cat. Sometimes she carries her kittens in her mouth, and sometimes she catches a mouse in the same jaws. The mouse feels the jaws of the death, but the kitten feels the safety and affection. So although Swamiji's death call might have appeared similar to an ordinary man, for Swamiji there had been no fear of danger. So it is a very common question. Why the devotees become sick? Why the devotees also undergo so many suffering materially? Many people ask. We say that when we take initiation, we are free from the aprarabdha and prarabdha karma. So why the devotees suffer? Many people ask this question. We have to remember, so long as we have this body, we are subject to the altapatraya. So, but how it is that we are free from this trouble? Like, just like, if there is hot summer, can you say, oh, I am a devotee of Krishna? Can you reduce your intensity of heat, sun? Can you say? Sun cannot forget his dharma because of us. He has to perform his dharma. The intensity of hot summer will be there. To save ourselves from that sun, what we do? We take umbrella, is it? So sun intensity is there, but with the umbrella, we can walk and do any work comfortably, safely. We don't feel that intensity, do we? In the similar way, so long as we have this material body, the threefold of miseries will be there. But when we perform devotional service, always chanting the holy name of the Lord, always observe ourselves in Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Not the lip service, we must try to sincerely chant. Srila Prabhupada writes, attentive chanting. Then, the Lord will be in our body, and Kishori, Radharani, will put out the hand of protection on our head. Karunamaya Hasta, we say. With our grace, we don't feel that intensity of our suffering. So to get that mercy of Kishoriji, we need to chant sincerely, depend on Krishna. More we try to depend on Krishna, more we can get the mercy of Kishoriji. It works like umbrella, just like in summer, Summer is there, but with umbrella we can move comfortably, we walk, we go to any place, we can work also in the same way. Though having all these threefold miseries in life, but when we sincerely take up the Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna mantra nicely, attentively, and fully surrender to Krishna, depending on Him, then Kishori will give us her mercy so that we don't feel that suffering. Suffering is there, but we don't feel it. That is the greatness for the devotees. If we don't have the faith, then we do feel suffering. Okay. So, Kirtanam says that it doesn't mean that a pure devotee doesn't mean that he doesn't suffer. Huh? But their suffering will be different. The example is given, just like a cat carrying the kitten. In the same mouth, it carries its children, kitten. They don't feel any danger. They feel very comfortable. But if the same cat carries the mouse in the same jaws, then mouse seeing the not the mother, but they are seeing the death personified. So it's the same. Similarly, trouble may come, but the non-devotees is like a death. For the devotees, they don't feel it. Because devotees know that this body is temporary and subject to all suffering. If not today, I have to leave the body. According to Krishna's plan, we have to leave the body, which is imminent. So why should I feel any pain or suffering? Which is imminent, I accept it. If you don't accept the death, then it is a problem. As a devotee, one should not feel of the fear of the death. No. That's why I said, in the Bhagavatam, in the beginning only, what he said, Srotavya kirtitavyasta smarasas chechatabhayam. Tasma bharata sarvatma bhagwan haridishwara Srotavya kirtitavyasta smarasas chechatabhayam. If you want to come out of the fear of the death, then the only way is Srotavya, hear pastimes of Krishna, kirtitavyasta, kirtan. Always remember, manan, chintan and sravana and kirtan. When we have this one, we are free from the fear of the death. Srinvan granan samstityanta chintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te kriyasa yachat charanara vindayo avishta chetana bhavaya kalpate. It's the best process, the best and easiest process. One should try to always hear the pastimes of the Lord, contemplate on the Lord pastimes. Remember the pastimes of the Lord, think on it, then we are on the right path. Then we don't feel any pain of the suffering or death. Why we feel we are fear of the death? What is the cause that nobody wants to die? Why? What is the cause? What is the cause? Why you don't want to die? Natural for unnatural for also. Yes. And almost everything is correct. One more, I want to hear it. We are attached so much to the body and anything related to the body. Moha. That is function of false ego. We have the attachment. Wherever the attachment is there, we are always fear that I might lose it. If you don't have attachment, you are not. If I got attachment to my family or my brother and mother, always I think it, I feel missing. But I don't have attachment, I don't feel anything. So similarly, we are attached so much to this body and relation to the body that we don't want to leave it. And that getting detached from this bodily conception of life and anything related to the body is possible only by hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Nothing is, in the yogis they try their best meditating upon thousands of years, but after some time they get back to the old. The moment comes, a big moment, the Maya will catch them again. But the devotees, if really we seriously take up the devotional service, as we hear the pastimes of the Lord, Srinatam Sakata Krishna Punya Sravana Ketanam, Hridyantastoyne Abhadrani Vidino Srusatam. Vedavani it is. So by the process of hearing the pastimes of the Lord, depending upon how sincerely, intensely we are, attentively we are hearing the pastimes, according to the same proportion we will be free from this attachment also. We should do manan, chintan and third one is nidadhyas. We must think it. Remembering what is the difference between manan and chintan? Smaran and chintan, what is the difference? Is there any difference? And manan also thinking. Smaran and manan also thinking. So smaran means aprayasnastha chitta vritti smaran. Means without your any efforts if you can remember it, that is smaran and manan. But to think something you need effort. Oh, yesterday what he was telling. Let me scratch my head. Sa prayatnastha chitta vritti chintan. Ye dono chahiye hame. Ab uske baad nididhyas karta hai. The meaning of the nididhyas means how I can apply to my life. Unless we try to apply, which we call hridayangam, unless we try to apply those teachings of the Bhagavatam in our life, then it will remain a story only. Pastimes of Krishna we hear it. But remember, pastimes of Krishna cannot be copied. Pastimes of Lord Sri Ram can be copied. Don't try to copy the pastimes of Krishna. Pastimes of Krishna to be given a thought, serious thought, not to become copied blindly. But pastimes of Lord Sri Ram, you can blindly copy it, no problem. So Krishna pastime need to be thought. Chintan is required. What is the meaning behind it? So we have to try to apply in our life Hridayangam Nijadhyas also. Then we gradually move forward. So by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, constantly remembering, then we will be free from this attachment. When there is no attachment, there is no suffering also. All our suffering comes because of our suffering, attachment to this body. So that is possible only by the process of hearing, chanting and constant remembering. Okay. As the disciples discussed their realization, they began to clear away their doubts about why such an apparent attack had come upon their spiritual master. Sir Sarupa mentioned the letter he had typed for Swamiji at the hospital. In the letter, Swamiji had said he was not afraid of Maya and could not be touched by Maya. But he had also referred to being stabbed by his hurt. Brahmananda said that Swamiji had once told him that a spiritual master may suffer for the sins of his disciples. Because he has to take their karma, Swamiji now had about 50 disciples. So maybe that he had been the cause of his heart attack. They talked about the importance of being very strict and not committing any sins with which to burden the spiritual master. So it is said that when you take shelter of a guru, we take got initiated, we have to be very cautious in our life. When you commit some sinful activities, guru also suffers. How does it suffer? Is it true or not? Why guru has to suffer? What makes guru to suffer it? Yes, you have taken the responsibility. Any other suggestion? Father also takes responsibility of the children, but father doesn't take any karma of the children. Does he take? Children have to enjoy or suffer their own karma. Father has to suffer, enjoy his own karma. Why spiritual master has to suffer for the sinful activities of the disciples. Just like, see, when you take initiation, what happens? Guru, in fact, we perform yajna. So Guru takes the jiva and put it at the lotus feet of the Lord. Take, Lord, this living entity, jiva, has promised to follow all your restrictions, rules and regulations. And the witness, I take responsibility for that one. Please take, give me shelter. Just like, I commit an offense, I am sent to the jail. Prabhu comes and gives me bail. He signs a bond in the court and gives a bail. I am out of the jail. Condition of the jail is that I must report to the police station every day evening. For 1 week I go and report it. After 1 week, I disappear. Is it? I was supposed to be in jail for 3 months, and 3 months I was supposed to report in police station, but after 1 week I disappear. So police will come to my address and check me. I'm not there. Then police will go to Prabhu, is it? He signed the bail. So he will ask them, Prabhu, what happened? Where is this Prabhu? I don't know. You don't know. But there is a place in the jail, in the jail room. You come and sit there in his place. You're getting my point? Because he has took the full responsibility of him. Though he has not committed any offense, for my offense he is suffering. Similarly, it is Guru's position also. People say, oh, it is all stories. Whether we believe or not, Guru does suffer for our sinful activity. So, a disciple says, have to be very careful. So that is what Kesananda said that in this one. That maybe because we are 50 people, our sinful reactions are the cause for Prabhupada's suffering. Otherwise, a pure devotee. We stop here. Any comment, any question on this particular topic? Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Bol Premanandana.